Students from all over Michigan State University's campus gather in Eric Thomas's office on a daily basis, whether they're seeking a quiet place to work, going to an advising appointment, or just stopping in before their next class. They all seem to find one thing in common: special guidance and inspiration from a man who survived life's many tests.
Eric Thomas didn't always consider himself to be the influential man he is today. Born in Chicago and raised in Detroit by his single mother, Thomas says he struggled to stay out of trouble.
I just had a lot of, issues coming up because my real father wasn't in my life. A lot of problems in school, right around middle school. I got kicked out of school a lot and had issues academically. Some report cards would be great, others, would be negative. Sought counseling when I was younger. My mother and I, did a lot of counseling to try to fill the void of my father not being in my life.
Even with his academic and behavioral challenges, Thomas says he had a pretty normal childhood. He always kept a job, working paper routes or at fast food restaurants, and even joined a religious youth camp during the summer to keep himself out of trouble. When Thomas was 16, however, he left a strict and structured home with his mother and stepfather to be on his own. He would go on to live in abandoned buildings and his car for 2.5 years.
I was very rebellious, had a lot of issues with authority. I would get into it a lot of times with male teachers, especially white male teachers. I went to Southfield Lathrop, for a year. My mother moved us out to the suburbs. She thought by moving to the suburbs that that would make things better, but I eventually got kicked out of Southfield Lathrop, returned to Detroit Henry Ford my senior year, and ended up leaving by February. So I'll just say, I was hanging with the wrong group. My boys were into selling drugs, and they were all high school dropouts, stealing from the mall. And so, unfortunately, I was hanging with, a group of people who didn't have a lot of high academic aspirations. And eventually, you become who you hang out with. And I picked up some of the same characteristics.
Thomas says homelessness was tough, and he came to the realization that being an adult came with many responsibilities, such as being able to take care of yourself. One of the things that helped him change his lifestyle was the frustration of living in abandoned buildings, especially during the winter.
I started hanging around a different type of people. I started going to church. I had a friend of mine in high school who was really involved in the church, so I started going to church. I started dating a young lady who was in the church, was a Christian, and she wanted to be with somebody who was going somewhere in life, So I think hanging around her, she eventually got her high school diploma and was going to college and said she wasn't going to date me if I didn't finish school. So I ended up getting my GED and going to the same college she went to. And a year after that, our sophomore year, I ended up marrying her.
Thomas says two of his biggest inspirations were his wife and his pastor, who thought he had a talent for speaking. His pastor advised him to get his GED and go to college in order to pursue preaching or motivational speaking. Thomas graduated from Oakwood University with a degree in business. He began public speaking as a freshman in college and started a program that motivated other students. When Thomas came to MSU after receiving his undergraduate degree, he started the program The Advantage.
It took me 12 years to get a four-year degree. So, for me, my thing was I didn't want other students to have to go through the same thing I went through. You know what I'm saying? So for me, since it took me so long to get a degree, I knew a lot of it had to do with I came to college, like I said, as a high school dropout. So I had a high school mentality. You know what I'm saying? So when I came to college, I was still acting like I was in high school. And so when I started The Advantage, because I wanted them to understand that the reason why I didn't succeed is because I didn't come in with the right attitude. And so that's why it took me so long. So I wanted to give them the resources that I didn't have.
Today, The Advantage motivates and encourages African-American students to do well while they are attending the university. It also provides them with academic resources and networking.
And this is my career goal. You know what I'm saying? I want to use a good word. I sacrificed a lucrative career. I made thousands of dollars speaking. But I came to the university because I wasn't necessarily satisfied with just going and speaking and making money, because you like in a person's life for one day and then you're out. Well, the thing I enjoy about the university is I have a chance to be in these students' lives every single day.
Thomas says he would like to see programs like The Advantage at other schools to give more students this kind of support. Eric Thomas is currently working on a book titled Break the Cycle, I Dare You. He plans to use his book to spread his message and inspire even more people.